This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. You probably thought no one makes house calls anymore, but for about 3 years now, a select group of paramedics in Arlington have been making home visits to chronically ill patients. The joint effort of Texas Health Arlington Memorial Hospital and the Arlington Fire Department also benefits the hospital. In this edition of Vital Signs, Lori Doc Radin, director of the paramedicine program at Texas Health Arlington, explained to me what led to the house calls program.
We had a large population of indigent patients in one area of the community kind of surrounding the hospital, elderly patients who were really struggling with managing their health, especially those patients who had chronic diseases like diabetes and heart failure. So we got the paramedics to go make home visits for them. And they were able to identify all kinds of things that we would never have known about if we hadn't had the person in the home to take care of that patient and try and help them.
Patients who live alone, or are these patients who have family members with them, or?
All of the above. A lot of the patients that are in this program, they're uninsured. So they're people who don't have necessarily somebody that they can go to. We'll assist them with medications if we need to help them get their medications or medical equipment. We have patients who are diabetics that didn't have a way to check their blood sugars because they couldn't afford it. All of those things are huge in making a difference in having the patient be successful in managing their health and can keep them from developing complications down the road.
Paramedics see and respond to emergencies, but in the course of doing that, they see a lot more than most people would think.
With our patients in particular, they'll do all kinds of things to try and help them be successful. They'll go into the patient's kitchen and look in their cabinets and check to see, you know, show them how to read food labels so that they know this kind of food has this much sodium in it, and they know that they're not supposed to be taking so much sodium. So all of those things have been tremendous in making a difference in the lives of these patients.
How and where did you find paramedics available to take care of this?
We had a group of paramedics that were interested in getting some advanced training on really helping to manage people in the community and manage chronic health conditions. So we have about 8 paramedics now who are dedicated to this program. They rotate through and they do the emergency calls as well, but we've got one core group that really is available 24/7. And anytime those patients have problems, they will call on that group of paramedics who will talk with them. They may go out to the house and just check on them. You know, they'll work with them to try and help prevent them from having to come into the hospital.
Sure. Do you want to reduce the number of emergency room visits, but also to reduce the number of readmissions?
It's a huge problem for hospitals. We, you know, for our patients. And usually when the patients come back into the hospital, they're sicker and sicker each time they come in if we've not done anything to effectively intervene to keep them out of the hospital.
Are we talking a large number of patients or percentage-wise who?
Well, I mean, for the national averages for some of those people with chronic diseases runs around, you know, 18 to 20% of those people who are going to have readmissions on a regular basis. With this program, we've seen a significant decrease, as much as, you know, around, on the average, about 68% reduction in visits to our hospital, either as an inpatient readmission or an emergency department visit. So we really are making a difference.
Who can participate in the program?
Our paramedics can't go outside the city of Arlington. So they have to live in Arlington. But then the only other thing that they really need to have is a chronic medical condition that they're struggling to manage. And we provide all of this to them at no cost.
But there must be a cost to somebody.
Well, the hospital pays. We pay the paramedics to do this for us. The city of Arlington contributes some money as well. It helps them because if we've been able to reduce the number of 911 phone calls, which they've seen a reduction in, then they have more paramedics available to respond to emergencies in a more timely manner.
So it's a cost savings for someone down the road.
And that's the business side of it. We do believe that it actually pays for itself because we've been able to reduce the number of unnecessary readmissions and emergency department visits.
Lori Dockery, thank you for being with me.
Oh, thank you so much for letting me come. It's been a pleasure.